talked about a second psychology. And he said a second psychology is a psychology that leaves the labs, that draws on research done in the labs, that is important and meaningful, however, doesn't only focus on that. It goes out to the outside world, interacts, gets its hands, its minds dirty, does work outside, and then applies its work, and then learns from the quote-unquote dirty experiences and brings it back to the lab, and so on in an upward spiral. He called it the importance of a second psychology, which is what Alfred North Whitehead is also talking about. Now, you may be sitting here, and most of you are not going to go into academia. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, fine, so university, academia must mate itself with action. What does it have to do with me? How is this relevant to me? Not only is it relevant to you, it has everything to do with you. And here is why. What the world needs more than anything else is practical idealists.